And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, a Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week takes us to the volleyball program and senior Ellis Hughes. The Rockets off to a 10-5 start in 2024. So Ellis, will start looking kind of at how the season to this point has gone. How do you think things have been going for the Rockets in volleyball in 2024?
You know, we have a great group of girls. We're all super connected, and we all just really enjoy being with each other and playing with each other and practicing with each other. And our defense has been so great this year, and it's just been so fun to be with these girls all year.
You mentioned the defense there. When you talk about maybe strengths that you think that this specific group has that you play with this season, what else maybe sticks out? There are things you think you can kind of hang your hat on that the Rock Ridge volleyball team does, you know, consistently well this season.
Yeah, I mean, aside from our defense, our serving has been great. And our communication on the court has been so special this year because of how connected we have been as a group.
Well, when you talk about playing a sport, you know, at the high school level, I know there's a ton of growth from like you entering the program as a freshman to now, you know, basically a little over probably the halfway point of your senior season. So when you talk about progressing as, you know, a player in volleyball, can you speak about how that process has went and how much you think you've grown basically from day one in the program to now midway through your senior season?
Yeah, I mean, like skill wise, obviously you progress as you get older and as you become more comfortable with the sport. But the biggest difference I've seen, like with me, is just like who I've become because of the sport. I've just become more comfortable in myself, and I've become more comfortable like speaking for the things that I need, whether it's from my setters or my teammates or my coaches. And I just think that there has been a lot of growth as like a character that I have become, more than even just a player.
All right, and we flipped the calendar page to October today, which means, you know, now in the final full month of the regular season, with it being your senior year, as we touched on earlier, I mean, are you, like, reflective at all when you look at your time playing volleyball at Rock Ridge, knowing that this is basically the last month that you'll play in the regular season? Of course, you want to go on a run in the postseason, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, the days are kind of starting to be numbered in terms of playing volleyball at Rock Ridge. So how are you kind of handling, I guess, that process as you enter the final month of the regular season here?
Well, I just haven't really thought much about the ending of it and how it will be over eventually. I've thought more about the time that we have now together as a team. And I've just tried to focus more on the now rather than the tomorrow or the end of the month. I've just really tried to cherish the time with these girls.
Yeah, you talk about kind of focusing on the now there. And when you look at like the final week of the month of the regular season, I should say, I mean, are there any specific goals you have throughout the rest of the year that you hope that maybe you individually or the team can accomplish before you wrap up the season?
Well, I know the team would love to just play as long as possible. So win as many games in regionals or even move on to sectionals. Like, we just want to keep playing together as much as we can. So just the end goal, I guess, is to just keep winning and keep playing together.
All right. And then tonight you have a fun conference matchup with Girard. And I know that no matter the sport, when Rock Ridge and Girard play each other, it always feels like a pretty important game. And I feel like, you know, that there'll be a lot of people there, you know, both obviously families for both teams, community members and students too. So can you speak about, you know, playing, I know you might could potentially see Girard in the postseason, but basically your last time playing Girard, how fun maybe it is to play the local rival like the Tigers are, you know, year in and year out over your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's just always so fun to see the competitive side come out of the team and the individual players, and just how that competitiveness doesn't really split us as a team, but it like brings us together, and we just play stronger as a unit when we play the stronger teams like Girard.
All right, that's Rock Ridge senior Ellis Hughes joining us on WRMJ. Rockets 10-5 so far in volleyball, and a test against Girard coming up on Tuesday night. Ellis, thanks for talking with us, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.